Living Beyond Limits birthday today, or our anniversary. Is it 8 years? 8 years is today our anniversary. Isn't that awesome? So yes, happy Easter, everybody. We actually started on an Easter Sunday here, which is really exciting. And so the title of my talk today is Rising Up. And I am talking about the symbolism of the Easter story and how that applies to us today. Because that Easter story is a story of transformation. It is a story about rising up out of that which is limiting and limited and to be born into something greater. Leaving that which is limiting behind so that we can be born into something greater. And so I'm talking about the overlap of the Christian story of Easter and of resurrection along with the stories and the symbols of today, meaning the Easter egg and the Easter bunny and the chicks that we celebrate and what Easter seems to be so much about today. And so symbolically, Jesus rising out of that tomb, transfigured, is him rising out of this world of struggle and strain and difficulty, this world of suffering and struggle, and instead moving into a heavenly realm, a realm that is a realm of freedom and of liberation and of boundlessness. And so that story of that transformation has been told throughout eons of time, long before Jesus arrived on the scene. And so in pagan history and in pagan society, the goddess of spring was named Oster. That is where the word Easter comes from. And so Oster comes from the Scandinavian Ostra and the Teutonic Ostern or Istra, who are both goddesses symbolizing spring and fertility. These goddesses were honored on the vernal or spring equinox. The Phoenicians called her Astarte, the Assyrians and Babylonians called her Ishtar, pronounced just as the word Easter, and in Europe she was known as Ostrara. So that's where the word Easter comes from. And so she is Oster or Easter. She is the goddess of new beginnings and of renewal and of new birth. She is celebrated at pagan festivals during the month of April. Her symbol is the rabbit, because the rabbit represents fertility and new life and fresh starts. The rabbit is pregnant with possibility. And so Oster, the goddess, is the goddess that is responsible for the dawn and for plants and for flowers and for the birth of all the new baby animals. She is responsible to bring all of that forward after the dormancy and the darkness of winter. And so in pagan times also, eggs were painted gold, and they were painted in bright colors during these festivals of spring to represent the return of the sun. And so there is a history of eggs that I did not know of until this week looking at this, and it says there's an old Latin proverb which says, Omne vivi ex ovo, which means all life comes from an egg. There are myths all over the world that say the whole universe was created out of an egg. Eggs are and remain an emblem of life and an allegory of rebirth. Who knew? So here we find ourselves today immersed in this amalgamation of this Christian story of Jesus and the resurrection and chocolate bunnies and Easter eggs and chicks, all together that we celebrate this thing called Easter. And so today what I'd really like to do is to look at that idea that in order to be born into something new, in order to be born into something greater, we have to let go of the lesser. We have to let go of that which is limiting or constraining or binding us or holding us back. We must die to the lesser, give that up. Just like a chick cannot stay in the egg in order to come forward and be what it's supposed to be in this world, it must break free of that egg because the egg is limiting and keeping it where it is. We must also break through that which is confining so that we might be all that we are intended to be in this lifetime. And so we participate in our own transformation, in that our own transfiguration, when we cease identifying with limiting beliefs about who we are. When we cease identifying with limited ideas about who we are and about the very nature of our life. We participate in our own transformation and evolution and unfolding when instead we identify ourselves with that infinite potential of the universe that is our very core essence. That which we have come from, that which we are made out of, that which we are an outpicturing of in this world, the infinite potential of the universe. When we identify with that being our essential nature and the nature of our life, that I am presence, that which is boundless, when we identify ourselves and our lives with that. And so Joel Goldsmith in The Art of Spiritual Healing says, there is only one God, whether it is Occident or in the Orient, one God, whether it is among the Greeks or the Jews, the bound or the free. There is only one God, and the I in the midst of me is that God, infinite, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, the only power. There is no power besides the I that I am. That I am is immortal and eternal. Because of my oneness with the Father, my oneness with the I that I am, all the intelligence, all the wisdom, all the life, all the spirituality, all the power, all the good, and all the grace of God are embodied within me. It's when we identify with that instead of our human personality, instead of those limitations we place upon ourselves, that is how we are transformed. That is how we rise up into a heavenly realm. The problem is that we identify with our very human self. We identify with our personality and with our limitations and with that limited human self of how we see humanity. What we do also is where we identify ourselves with what we do. We say things like, I am a homemaker, or I am a teacher, or I am a computer technician, or a sister, or a mother, or an American, or a man, or a woman. We identify with this physical body, and we identify with the things that we do, those roles that we play. We also, on top of that, have this faulty thinking, these faulty ideas that we place upon ourselves, these concepts that we say things like, I cannot do this, or be this, or have this because I am too fill in the blank. I am too old, I am too fat, I am too short, I am too anxious, I am too whatever. We all have those things. Or we say, I'm not enough. I'm not smart enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not handsome enough, I'm not talented enough, I'm not creative enough. And we put these bounds on top of us that keep us down. And when we use that kind of thinking, what it does is it puts us in a place of doubt and it keeps us stuck. It puts us in a perspective of lack. It's negative thinking and it just creates a downward spiral. It causes us to shrink and to live small and to be less instead of more. In moments where we are doing that, we have lost sight of who we are. We've lost sight of what we are. Meister Eckhart, who was a German theologian and philosopher and mystic of the 13th century, said, and I love this, God never begot but one son, but the eternal, is forever begetting the only begotten. That eternal one is forever unfolding itself within us and within our lives and as us, as infinite potential, as boundlessness, as power and wholeness and peace and love and wisdom and intelligence and whatever it is we need to thrive and to succeed and to move forward in our lives. It's the I am within us. You are not your personality, and you are not your body, and you are not what you do. You are an individualized expression of the infinite itself. You are that one here in form, rooted in that one, supported by that one, sustained by that one. You are boundless creativity itself. You are, and your life itself is that boundless creativity. Your life is filled with that. You are that presence in form that is boundless, that is eternal, that is endless, that has no limitations. Yogananda Parha, let's see if we can say his name, Paramahansa Yogananda said, to define yourself in terms of human limitation is a desecration of the image of God that you are. We limit ourselves by putting those labels on ourselves. It's misidentification. And so I have a story that I'd like to share with you. It goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a baby eagle called Eddie. Eddie entered this world by violently forcing his way out of an eggshell to discover himself sharing a nest with his brothers and sisters at the top of a very tall tree. One day, a strong wind came up and blew, and the nest was rocked wildly from side to side. At one point, the rocking was so far that poor little Eddie was tipped out. Not yet old enough to fly, he fell down, down, through the branches, and amazingly, right into a rabbit burrow at the base of that tree. When he got to his feet, Eddie found himself amongst a group of bunnies born around the same time as he. Now, rabbits may be good breeders, but they're not exceptionally smart. So no one realized that Eddie was a baby eagle. They all assumed he was just an odd-looking bunny. So Eddie was adopted into the family and grew up learning to live as a rabbit. He hopped and jumped and lived in the family burrow and lived on a diet of grass and lettuce. Of course, all his life, little Eddie struggled with a sense of terrible inferiority. He didn't look like the other rabbits. He was always the last one chosen for all the hopping games. And he often was sick on the grass that he ate. Then one day, his life changed. Eddie and his rabbit siblings were out in a field playing when a dark shadow spread across the ground. The rabbits looked up, and there hurtling towards them was the mighty eagle. With squeals of fear, the rabbits ran as fast as they could for the undergrowth. Eddie knew he was a goner. He couldn't run as fast as the others. And he saw them running and reaching safety while he was still hopping like crazy out in the open. The mighty eagle drew closer and closer until Eddie could feel his shadow right above him. Eddie embraced himself. He braced himself for the inevitable when he heard the eagle cry, "What are you doing hopping around on the ground like a rabbit? You're an eagle. Spread your wings and fly." Startled by the shock of what happened, confused by the eagle's words, Eddie started to move those useless things at his side. He stretched them out and began flapping until he found himself lifting off the ground, then soaring effortlessly through the heavens. That day, Eddie discovered he wasn't made to hop along the ground, but to soar through the skies. The same is true of us. God created us with enormous dignity and honor and power and potential to be its image here on earth. We grow up in societies that tell us we are something other than magnificent creatures made in the image of God. But when we discover our true nature, we are able to soar through the skies, becoming everything we were created to be. You were made to soar. That's what you were created for. And you cannot soar as long as you hold on to limiting concepts of who you are and what you are. Like, I'm not enough of whatever, and I am too much of this. When we hold on to limiting concepts, they keep us stuck, and they keep us small, and they keep us from experiencing our greater life. And so here's another thing. You know, we think that those challenges that we have in our lives are here to keep us down, that they are here to hold us down, and they're the things that keep us from thriving. But the truth is, every single challenge that you experience in your life is an invitation to let go of the lesser and to embrace the greater, to let go of that which is in you that feels like it is small and not enough and doesn't have enough power or enough intelligence or enough wisdom or enough of whatever it is you think you're lacking. It's an invitation to let go of that limited concept and to step into a greater reality of who you are and what you are. Every difficult relationship that you have is an invitation to discover and to embrace the truth of your own wholeness, and then to come to the world as that wholeness. Every single difficult conversation that you have in your life is an opportunity to discover and to embrace your own power, your own authentic power, your own peace that is always within you, your own spiritual poise. Every difficulty that you have at your place of work is there as an opportunity for you to discover and to make real and to bring forward that boundless creativity that lives within you, to express the truth, to discover who you are, and to bring that into the world. Everything is always an opportunity to love. And everything is always an opportunity to let go of that which is limiting and to step into something that feels like more power and more freedom and less limitation. It is there as an invitation for you to be something greater, to discover something greater about yourself, to discover more of your divine self. And so I have an Easter meditation that I'd like to take you through. But first, there is a little blue strip of paper inside of your bulletin that I invite you to get out. And if you need a pen, I invite you to raise your hand, and Barbara will be handing out pens. I have another one if anybody else needs one. Does anybody need one of these? And so I invite you just to turn within, to turn within to your own divine essence, that place within you that is absolute wholeness. That place within you which is the I am, that which is boundless, infinite potential and absolute creativity, and the very essence of your spirit. And so knowing that when we are stuck in a challenge, any challenge, it is always calling us to know ourselves as something greater than what we perceive right now. Whether it be an issue involving a relationship or a job, an issue of health, or a belief about ourselves, any issue, it is always a call from God within our own being. A call for us to move to a higher level of spiritual understanding. A higher level of experience, expanded, more, higher. So in order to experience these spiritual awakenings, we must be willing to let go. We must be willing to let go of what isn't working. And it is in this moment of being caught between this very human world and a higher knowing that we are on the cross. It is being caught between what the world is telling us and the truth that the infinite intelligence of God is within us, telling us that there is something much greater, that we are much greater. The horizontal beam of the cross represents the world of appearances and our human mind, while the vertical beam that rises up into heaven, where it is centered in spiritual truth, and it is centered in spiritual awareness. And so I invite you to ask yourself, what is present in my life right now that has me hanging on the cross? Where am I stuck between this human perception and the spiritual truth? And to ask yourself, what is it that I am ready to surrender? Surrender to that infinite intelligence, that creative force, to surrender to God so that I might realize something higher. What am I willing to surrender so that I might rise up into something higher? To ask yourself, what do I need to die to so that I can be born into a higher realm? What beliefs am I holding that are keeping me stuck between heaven and earth? Our souls lead us to grow. Your soul is leading you right now into that highest of truth. So I invite you to open your eyes if you haven't and to write down that thing that you're willing to release on this Easter Sunday. And so I invite the ushers to come forward. And I invite you to fold your paper and to hold it in your hand or against your heart. and to join me in prayer. Father, take this cup from me. All things are possible to thee. My spirit is ready to be born fully into thee. I am now willing to surrender this issue to your infinite knowingness. I give up to you my fear. I give up to you all false belief. I will to will thy will. Amen. And so I invite you to allow, as these cups are passed, take this cup from me, and to sacredly and sincerely let that go into that cup as it is passed. Barbara, let them pass the cup. I want them to hold the cup and pass it, and to place your paper inside of it as you make this a sacred event, releasing this unto God. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so I recognize that there is only one presence and one power and one life, and it is infinite. It is infinite potential and all possibility and boundless good. And it is from this that we have been born into this world as emanations of that divine presence, as emanations of that which is boundless, as individualized expressions of the potential, the infinite potential of this universe, as outpicturings of life itself. And so I recognize, since we are this one here in form, outpicturings, expressions of this divine, I recognize that all that one is resides within us. For it is our very nature. It is the very fabric of our being. Limitlessness. Boundlessness. Creativity itself. Wholeness and power and purpose. That all of this is our divine essence. And so today we let go of that which has been keeping us stuck. We let go of that which has been keeping us small or living a small life. We release this into something greater, recognizing that as we do so, as we let go, we open our hearts, we open our minds, we open our hands, and in that we are lifted up. We are lifted and we are buoyed. And we are carried by that divine presence to live this most amazing life, to live a life of freedom and a life of joy and a life of love and of caring. For this is what we were designed for. This is what we have come to this planet to be, this creative outpicturing. And so I know that right now there is a blessing pouring out into every single one of our lives that is so large we could not possibly contain it. That this one is all that there is. It's the only power. And so this is carrying us. And this is transforming and transmuting and dissipating anything that we have been holding in place or that has been holding us in place. How good it is to be in recognition of our own freedom. And so we hand this over to that infinite intelligence of the universe. And we pour out of ourselves our own creativity into our lives, our own wisdom into our lives. That boundless good that lives within us, we pour it out into our lives. This is what we marinate in. This is what we live in. And so it is with a heart overflowing with gratitude for this realization and for this experience that I release this into that perfect law of action. I release this into the yes of the universe. And I simply receive. And I say, and so it is.